Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. And it's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. Jim Ballard is our guest. James Ballard is the author of a number of books, including What's the Rush? He's the co-author of a book called Well Done, which he wrote with Ken Blanchard and a couple of other guys. He's the author of a brand-new book that I'm holding in my hand called Mind Like Water, Keeping Your Balance in a Chaotic World. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you back, as always. Jim, I love I look at the subtitle of your new book, Mind Like Water, Keeping Your Balance in a Chaotic World. And I just think about small business owners when I read that. We are in a chaotic world, and we're not tethered to, or nor are we anchored or supported by, you know, some big organization with a lot of money. Many of us are, you know, are a lot closer to failure than we'd like to think about. And the world doesn't seem to be helping. The world seems to be compounding our situation, and it's tough, isn't it?
Well, I read your article from your newsletter on that, Jim, and, you know, very insightful. You were comparing these times to other times when people have been sort of shuddering and anticipating something like Y2K or, you know, the other kinds of, disasters that were imminent and possible. And yet you wrote with a hope, as you always do, with an air of hope.
Well, the thing that I'd like to point out to people, and I want you to help us develop this thought for the next few minutes, Jim. I just try to point out to people that as tough as things are, I actually believe that we are at a moment in time when a lot of the bad news is behind us and we've got more good news in front of us. But regardless of where we are chronologically, I'd like to encourage people to realize that we shouldn't be sitting around saying, if only, you know, or thinking, right. You know what, I'll be successful when I get to the next level.
Yes.
Well, in my opinion, being able to contemplate that next level is a level of success that we need to be grateful for.
That's great. Well, and also, like we're going to talk about today, you can't be licked by the future. You can plan. You can invest. You can set goals. You can do all that planning. But you know, whenever you do that, people get mixed up on this because I'm going to talk about the future and how not to stay in it. People get mixed up and they say, "Well, if you just live in the now, in the present," as so many people say, when do you do your planning? Does that just mean you kind of live up by the moment? It's always just in time and so on. I always want to say, yeah, it does mean that. It does mean that. And because that includes making plans and everything, those are some of the things you do if you're really present. You always do those in some moment in time. Mm-hmm. You don't do those in the future. And you're most available to yourself, excuse me, when you are being present, when you're not thinking, in other words, what's next? You know, what's next is a syndrome that's driving everybody that's in their car on the way to work right now. They're not being with, you know, how it is or with themselves or what's going on. They're being with what's happening next. And if you hit the ground running in the morning and you never, ever, and you always are thinking, what's next? You know, you're waiting on a customer, and instead of being with that customer, you're saying, well, that's 549 down, and I only got 716 to go. You know, you're not being present. And you can come to the end of your life and say, you know, I was never there. I was always up someplace in my head in the future.
You were never with your family. You were never with your children. You were never with yourself.
With yourself.
That's a big deal. And, folks, one of the things that I like about Jim's new book is there's a whole section, a whole chapter, a whole step devoted to living in the moment in his new book, Mind Like Water. And so when he talks about these things, you know, he's not, this isn't just off the cuff. He's thought about this.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And, it's a challenge to me. When I write a book like this, it's like I'm the first customer. I have to do these things. I have to, you know, I mean, I like to kid around and say, what do you think I do these things? I just write about them. You know, but really, if I don't do them, I don't know how they work. And
right.
I want to stay present. I want to stay in the moment. One of the ways I always say on your program, if there's nothing else you can do, don't hit the ground running. Take some time in the morning to be present with yourself before you start looking at your to-do list, because it's always going to be there.
You know, I wonder if one of the ways to tell if we are able, if one of the ways to tell if we are able to be in the moment is to ask ourselves if we're happy. Don't you think that's a good indicator?
Absolutely right. You know, when you started that sentence, into my mind popped the word joy. And I say, you know, if you are absolutely in the present, you have joy. That's where it is. And secondly, you can't have fear. You can be frightened. You can be, you know, running from something. But you can't have that paralyzing fear when you're absolutely in the moment. When you're in the future, you can be paralyzed by fear.
Because,
but when you're
because,
in the moment...
Because the fear, the thing you're afraid of, is bigger than it really is. And you actually can't do anything about it because it hadn't happened yet.
That's it.
So you're
and
paralyzed.
It's always in the future. It's always
mm-hmm.
going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the present, you're not being with that. You're being with yourself. You're being present. You're being available. And all of your joy, all of your creativity, all of your the real stuff of your life, the juice of it, is in the moment. I get kind of passionate about this.
Well, I do too, and I appreciate that about you. You know, Jim, another thing, just talking practically speaking, one of the things that helps small business owners accomplish what you're talking about is by spending a little time doing this. And by that I mean so many times things happen that we're convinced are going to take us down. You know, this thing, this alligator pops up, this issue, this problem comes up, and we're convinced that we won't be in business tomorrow because of this.
Yes.
And so we get all worked up about it, and it's not to say that you shouldn't deal with the issue, the problem.
You should deal with it.
You can't run away. You got to deal with it. But what happens is tomorrow, guess what? You showed up and your business was still there.
Yes.
And yeah, you know, there was a problem, but you lived to fight another day. And after you've done that a few times, that's when you realize, you know what? Maybe it's not going to take me down. Maybe I don't need to worry so much about it, and maybe I can focus a little more on the here and now. Jim, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, folks, Jim's going to have some more wisdom for us on how to make sure that we don't miss today. Don't be so paralyzed about what might happen tomorrow. We miss today, and that's in a lot of different areas of your life, yourself, your family, your spirit, your health, everything. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. My website is www.jbsba.com. Jim Ballard is our guest. He's the author of Mind Like Water, Keeping Your Balance in a Chaotic World. Jim, if someone wanted to subscribe to your free, outstanding newsletter called What's the Rush?
Balance Beam.
I'm sorry, Balance Beam. Yeah, that's right. The book's called What's the Rush? Balance Beam. How would they do that?
Email me at What's Rush, WHATSRUSH, at AOL.com, and ask for the Balance Beam, or just say, subscribe me.
All right.
It's out every 2 weeks.
Yeah, check that out. It's outstanding.
Freebie online.
If you'd like a way to get centered in your life, to settle down a little bit, and when you get Jim's newsletter, just sort of read it when you've got time to reflect a little bit and be quiet and still. It'll help you. Jim, what makes us think... When we're sitting here with this alligator that we're imagining out there in front of us, we're envisioning this train wreck out there,
yeah,
that's coming at us, and that's all we want to focus on. What makes us think that we're so smart that we can know what's going to happen?
Well, that's interesting, because you and I were just talking about this. It's kind of ironic. The way for me to get that there's a connection between what you're talking about, in other words, arrogance, and that fear of the future, is to say, what happens when you're sick, when you got the flu, you can't go to work, and you stew around about it, maybe you're even down 2 or 3 days, and when you get back, You're just sure that the world would have collapsed, and it didn't, and people did fine without you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a humbling experience. And you realize, geez, I thought I was indispensable. Well, there's a certain connection with that between that experience and the one we're talking about where we think we know the future. And then we wake up and nothing really happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like I think there's a connection between humble, and my friend Ken Blanchard says, humble people don't think less of themselves, they just think of themselves less.
I like that.
That if you're doing that, if you're thinking of yourself less, which is another great recommendation for living in the future, in the present, because when you're completely present, you're unselfconscious. Time goes away. Mm-hmm. That's when you do your best work. That's when you're with people totally, you know, in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Even if for a moment and they know it, wow, something happened. That was a turning point for me because my dad gave me undivided attention. My mom or my boss was, you know, just absolutely right there with me while I was given that suggestion about how to improve things or whatever. So I think that one of the ways that we can get present is to wake ourselves up in the present, which is where it all happens, is to remind ourselves of some of the benefits of living in the now. Efficiency, fearlessness, totality of intelligence, creativity, influence on other people, all of those are benefits from living right now. And so if you futurize all the time and you're training yourself never to be in the now, stop and go on. See, people who worry do that, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the ways that I like it isn't my idea, but go on a worry fast, which means it's almost like trying to quit smoking because worry is a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, between the hours of 10 and 12 tomorrow morning, I'm not going to worry. After that, if I'm ever tempted to worry during those times, I'm just going to put it off. And then when it comes 12, I'll worry up a storm. I'll worry like mad, but not in those 2 hours. So it's like going without a cigarette.
Right.
And then you lengthen the time. Pretty soon, you're living more in the moment.
Is it possible that we could say to ourselves, would it be reasonable to say to ourselves, you know, I actually shouldn't imagine being happy in the future, because right now I'm not in the future, and happiness is not about something that hasn't happened. Happiness is what's happening to me now.
Oh, that's
and
great.
So why should I seek happiness in a dimension that I'm not even there, where it can't even exist?
That's absolutely right.
So if
people
what I'm
think
getting
it's
at,
always out there, I'll be happy when.
I'll be happy when. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting at is I see people who have trouble. You know, you mentioned it a minute ago. Well, how do I plan for the future and still live in the present? Well, I think it's fine to plan for the future, but don't put too much credibility in the future.
That's right.
Put most of your stock in what's happening right now.
And don't get so attached to your pictures so that you're disappointed when they don't turn out, when it doesn't look like what you knew it was going to look like.
Right.
Because, you know, the only way to be disappointed is to expect something.
Right.
If you stop expecting, and I really believe in just-in-time planning, just-in-time resourcing. People are talking a lot about that in business nowadays.
Yep.
And that can be very effective. It doesn't mean you don't plan, or it doesn't mean you, you know, throw up your hands and say, you know, I'll live it as it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you're more efficient when you're here and now. So get yourself that way in the morning before all the alligators, you call them alligators, before all the troubles start. You know, take some time to get present with yourself. Every time your mind sneaks off into the future and you say, oh, I got this meeting today, oh, I'm going to run up against it, you know, bring it back to the present. It's like meditation.
And also,
your mind will go crazy, but bring it back.
And also, if that's something that's bothering you, just stop for yourself a minute and say, you know what? It's pretty cool that I put myself into a position to even have a meeting like that. Even if I'm worried about what's going to happen, it's pretty darn cool that I've gotten myself into that position. Jim Ballard, thank
you
for joining us. It's been
great.
Find
a way to appreciate yourself is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Thanks, Jim. See you later. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.